minutes, Bill, left. It's Wendy Snyder. And Bill, welcome back. It's so nice to have you back.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thanks. Nice to be back.
I have to tell you, I had to work so hard when you weren't here.
Yeah,
it's so much easier on me when you're
good.
Here. We appreciate that. All right. We have a very important guest in the studio. His name is Robert Renteria, and he's going to tell us a little about his whole Barrio Project, the Barrio Project. From the Barrio.com is his website. Robert, welcome, and thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Good morning.
A little background on yourself. You were born in East L.A.
Yes.
And you didn't have a very happy upbringing or a lot of money, did you?
Well, we grew up pretty poor, and my father was a heroin addict, and he left the family when we were just 3 years old. Ugh. And the only legacy he left us was a pile of bills, a bunch of empty bottles of booze in the trash can. But my mother was strong. She persevered, working 2 and 3 jobs to make sure my sister and I did not become part of a system.
Yeah.
And then when I was 6 years old, I had a terrible accident, almost died. I had to go to a handicap school for the physically disabled, mentally challenged. Then when I got out 3 years later, because I couldn't walk or talk or read or write at that time, my mother remarried, and she married a very abusive man. And he said, beat me to death until I was old enough to run away. Then I started running around with another dysfunctional family called gangs. I started selling drugs and doing drugs, robbing houses, stealing cars, purses, whatever I could to survive because I was living on the street.
But weren't you drawn to the gangs because you needed a family? You needed to feel a belonging somewhere because you didn't have it in your childhood.
Well, I was looking for love, but in all the wrong places. So my
you
father
should write a song about that, Robert, because that would kill as a song.
Looking for love.
But at that point, you say to yourself, life has dealt me a horrible, horrible hand. What do I do now? And what do you do now when everything seems to be stacked against you? It just seems so desperate.
Well, as a school dropout, you know, I know I was breaking my mother's heart. And she said, please, get out of this, get out of this. So I went back to school and got my GED, and I joined the military. And I landed up serving in the 3rd Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg. And honorably served our country for over 7 years, traveled all over the world. It was great.
Thank you for your service. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then it was time to get out. So I went back to L.A. after 7 years. And the same guys that I knew before had elevated their game to dealing heavy drugs. Mm. Some of them were doing hard time at a federal penitentiary, doing 25 to life, being told what to do, how to walk, how to talk, when to sleep, when to eat. That's not life.
No.
And that's how God gave you gifts when you were born. So I came to Chicago in 1990 with $200 in a duffel bag. I slept on a friend's floor in Lyle in an apartment. And all I could afford to eat back then was Arby's sandwiches 5 for $5.
And so they don't even have 5 for $5 anymore.
Mm-hmm. So you know, I drank a lot of water. I lost a lot of weight. I had to have a half a sandwich in the morning, half a sandwich at night until I got a job. But I finally got that job. And after working hard every day, every week, and every holiday, I was the guy that built all the spin cycle laundromats and bubble lands all over Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
6 years later, I became vice president of a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, and I hadn't finished high school.
Wow.
So I climbed the broken ladder of corporate America for 6 years.
Yeah.
And it was time to take the shot. And I wasn't talking about a shot of whiskey. It was take the shot and start my own business. And I started my own business, a laundry business. And after 3 years, we were the number one distribution company in the United States of America. And I thought I had everything I ever wanted. I had a nice house on a pond, 3 cars in the garage, nice jewelry, nice clothes, few bucks in the bank. And I share that with you not to impress you, but to empower you, because I learned that the two greatest days of your life are the day you're born and the day you realize why you're born.
Yeah.
And I was inspired to help a little gang guy about 11 years ago, so I wrote a book to help that kid and other kids avoid the detours I took in my life, right? It would be a roadmap to make better life choices. So the book came out in 2008, From the Barrio to the Boardroom, and I thought I was just going to have bragging rights, go back to work and just tell my friends, hey, I wrote a book. And then I get a call from Arnie Duncan and the community relations people here at CPS. I thought I had done something wrong, you know, so I'm going to go see Arnie Duncan. So I go see these folks, and they said, Robert, we want to teach this book to help kids avoid gangs and violence, right? And to help them with their social emotional learning skills, critical thinking skills, and life skills that they don't teach in school anymore. So a curriculum was created for the book. I paid the teachers and principals to write it. I own it, and I gift the curriculum now all over the country and around the world. We're currently in 24 different countries as of today.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps listening to you say this now.
So what happened was, later that year, I get a call from RFB&D, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, because I was handicapped as a child, so they wanted to inspire other kids that are visually impaired, have reading disabilities. Mm-hmm. So they created a CD on the Barrio book, and they launched it, and it affects 236,000 kids around the United States to inspire them they can make it too, right? And teach them that the greater the struggle, the greater the victory. So the next year, kids are telling me they're reading the Barrio book to their parents. And I said, well, don't your parents know how to read? They said they don't read English. So we translated the book into Spanish. And then the churches got a hold of me. They said, Robert, we see the kids in the hood with your book, but we can't get them to church. We want to get the kids in the church. We'll use this book as a hook to lead them to Christ so our kids, too, could see the promised land. So a faith-based curriculum was donated. Now I'm working like with international ministries and different church organizations all over the country. So I spent the first 3 years in middle schools, high schools, colleges, higher education, youth prisons, jails, social services, battered women shelters, homeless shelters, corporations like McDonald's, IBM, General Mills, General Motors, and Boeing. But I was not getting to the elementary school kids. Now, in the gang world, they grab you and they recruit you as a runner, usually. They give
Very young, too, don't they?
So they give you a few bucks, and you deliver a little baggie to Joe down the street, and you get paid. So you make a lot of money real fast as a little kid, and it's very luring and very attracting. So I wanted to be able to cut the umbilical cord to all the gang recruitment. So we went back to the drawing board and developed a graphic novel called Mi Barrio, My Barrio, or My Hood. Mm-hmm. And that graphic novel, Mi Barrio, was voted the best graphic novel in Latin America, Spain, and the United States of America for addressing youth issues. So now I'm helping kids, say, third grade and people older than us. And I wanted to round it off and get to the little kids, like pre-K, kindergarten, first and second grade. So we went back to the drawing board again, and with the help of some clinical psychologists and social workers in my publishing company, Roundtable Companies, we developed Little Barrio. So now we have a comprehensive, bilingual, non-generic book series and program that resonates with youth and promotes student achievement, mm-hmm. helps our kids with their critical thinking skills, and bridges the educational gap. So now that we have this program and it's helping people all over the world, I get a call from a lady named Maria Torres about a year and a half ago. Maria Torres is a choreographer for Gloria Estefan. And the call went something like this. She says, is this Mr. Renteria? And I said, yes. And she goes, well, my name is Maria Torres, and I want you to know my attorney's going to call you because we're going to sue you. And I said, why are you going to sue me? She said, you stole my story. Ha, ha, ha. And she said that she loved the book. Gloria Estefan had a play last year in Chicago, and they right. wanted me to be their guest. Yeah. So I was their guest. And afterwards, she got together with Mary Santana and Vanessa Torres of the Miracle Center. And with the help of After School Matters, and signed off by Cook County President Tony Preuwinkle, there's a play that's going to be released now, premiered next Wednesday, next Thursday the 11th, 12th, and 13th, called The Barrio Project. And the play is performed and produced by inner city kids here in Chicago.
Oh.
So now we have a play that's going to come out and reach kids all over the city of Chicago at a time that's so direly needed because of the epidemic we're faced with violence. Okay?
Absolutely. You're like a lifesaver. You're giving people hope and inspiration and dreams.
Well, you know, we have to work together. You know, we can't have another panel discussion to talk about statistics or go on another march saying we want stop the violence and we want justice and we want it now. Or looking at these parents who've lost their kids to gang violence and gun violence, standing there, you know, crying with painful tears with nobody listening to, falling upon deaf ears. So in order to be part of the solution, you got to be part of the process, and you have to give the kids something. That's why I put together the Barrio books and the curriculums, and that's why now we're working with the Miracle Center, mm-hmm. and you know, it's all done through collaboration. You know, and I am not a one-size-fits-all, so you have to know what your strengths and weaknesses are. I deal with a lot of kids who need help in substance abuse, okay, with heroin and alcohol. And that's where this great guy comes in named Tim Ryan, a man in recovery who is also the director for the Banyan Treatment Center here.
Who we have on once a month, and we met him, and you guys are now
We're now working together. Absolutely. Good. He's a great guy. I'm going to tell you, it's a great organization. And if anybody's having trouble with their kids doing substance abuse, you need to contact the Banyan Treatment Center and Tim Ryan.
It's a man in recovery, amirf.com.org, I think. It's .org. We're going to take a quick break, and we're talking to Robert Renteria, a man who has come from nothing, and you're helping other people. I mean, Do you even have time to use those three cars or your nice house?
No. I'll get to that when we come back.
All right. Good. Robert Renteria, From the Barrio to the Boardroom. You can go to fromthebarrio.com to find out all the information, including the new play that is coming out starting Thursday, August 11th at the Miracle Center, 2311 North Pulaski, right here in Chicago. That's called The Barrio Project. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. We have a special guest in here today who is trying to help a lot of people out there. Robert Renteria, his website from thebarrio.com. You have this whole The Barrio Project. I know that's the play, but what do you call the whole three-part set, the coloring book, the graphic novel, and then From the Barrio to the Boardroom? Is it the Barrio Package?
It's a trilogy of books, and they come from the Barrio Foundation. Now, my foundation, by the way, if there's any educators out there listening or program directors, we donate a free school-based and faith-based curriculum that addresses social-emotional learning. So if they contact me on email at robert@fromthebarrio.com, or they can call me directly at 312-933-5619, and we'll be happy to send it to you to help these children stay off the streets and away from gangs and violence. Because these books teach our kids that gangbanging and violence is not a lifestyle but a death style, and that the ultimate weapon is not a loaded gun but an educated mind.
But these kids that you said start so young, where they're runners, here's a couple bucks, go run this to somewhere. If they're not having money and maybe they're coming from an abusive home or a bad home like you did, why wouldn't they do it?
Well, I want to tell you that we need more role models, we need better parents, but we also need tools that are tangible and relevant to inspire and motivate these kids. So this is, even though the book has my name on it, Robert Renteria, the truth of the matter is, it's not even my story. It's their story. They're living the life today that most of us lived back then. So that's why the book resonates with these kids. The book, I got to tell you, I never saw this coming 8 years ago, 9 years ago, because I was living in a bubble. But I want to tell you that the cars that I had once had, I sold the jewelry, 401k profit share, life insurance policy. I cleaned out my bank account because I wanted to make a difference. Because I didn't want to just be some guy that had a few bucks in his pocket. And what was my legacy? What these books here represent, they're not just books with pictures and words, but a burning message of hope and dreams for generations to come and for decades to fall till the end of time. Kids will be reading the Barrio books. And for me, that gets me up every morning, fired up and ready to go.
Robert, we hear stories from underprivileged who say, I grew up in a barrio or I grew up in a ghetto, and the only way out was sports, which is unrealistic because that's a numbers game. And although some kids will make it out playing sports, most will not. Or selling drugs. So what do you say to those kids? What do you offer up as an alternative to say there are other paths you can follow?
Well, I'll give you an example. Okay, in the military, the problem-solving process is recognize a problem, find a solution, take action, which one of the actions I've taken with Banyu Group and Man in Recovery is for the issues with substance abuse. Now, the issues with the kids on the street now is that they can't get jobs.
Right.
So what I did was I got together recently with a group called ABC, Associated Builders and Contractors. Okay, they provide a career path to young men and women, whether they're incarcerated or have substance abuse issues or just coming out of high school, to give them a career path towards being a tradesman, like a plumber, an electrician. So, and they've got like 200 chapters nationwide, and they're looking to help inner city kids. So instead of just pointing fingers and saying somebody needs to do something about those kids, that somebody's us, that somebody's me and both of you,
right?
So that's why I'm collaborating with other groups who want to make a difference and who are willing to help, and just somebody needs to reach out and say, hey, come over here. Because most people, if you ask them for help, their nature is, they'll say, sure, what?
Right.
So most people want to help. So I'm telling the kids, ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you have to remain strong. We're looking for a hand up, not a hand out. Big difference.
It is a big difference. And you have kids that maybe they don't have a tight-knit family. Maybe they don't have someone who's saying, here are your options in life. Maybe they're just saying, you know, go to school, you're on your own. So these kids don't know where to turn. So it sounds like this being licensed to become a plumber or an electrician, it's giving them an option which they didn't have before. They had no options.
Absolutely. These kids, once they realize when they put their book smarts with their street smarts, you know what that makes them? It makes them dangerous. There's nobody stopping them. And once I found out I put my book smarts with my street smarts, there was no stopping me. And that's what I'm trying to teach these kids.
You are such an inspiration. It's called The Barrio Project, and this is a whole spinoff from all your literature. It takes place at the Miracle Center, which is 2311 North Pulaski in Chicago. The premiere is Thursday, August 11th at 6 p.m., and then there are dates on August 12th and the 13th. Now, how do we get the word out? Are there people in gangs that are going to come to this play? Do you want people in gangs to come to this play?
Well, you know, there are all kinds of people coming to this play. The Department of Corrections is an example. Juvenile Justice, okay? The Alpha Group, After School Matters, Junior Achievement, CPS, you know, business owners. And there's parents who are bringing their kids are in gangs. You can see there's another life beyond the street. So, and it's going to show them that the impossible can become possible. And that night, they're going to realize that dreams do come true and that dreams are alive and well, living today, right here and right now.
But you have to work for it.
Absolutely. No shortcuts.
Nothing comes easy.
No, you can't just put powder in a glass and stir it up and get a pocket full of dough. The secrets to success are hard work, determination, and education. There's no shortcuts.
You're very inspirational, Robert.
Oh,
I'm sure
God.
You've been told that many times, but really, there's so many people that would have just said, I don't know how to get out of this. I'm buried too deep, and you did the exact opposite, so good for you.
Well, quitting's not an option.
Yeah.
And you know, and I learned in life, and like I try to teach these kids, that your pain, my pain, our pain is not in vain, and that the greater the struggle, the greater the victory.
That's absolutely true. All the information can be found on your website, fromthebarrio.com. If there are schools, educators, anyone listening, maybe a parent who has a question, they can email you where?
They can email me at robert@fromthebarrio.com. That's robert@fromthebarrio, BARRIO.com.
And a phone number if somebody needs you?
Absolutely. Call me, 312-933-5619.
And very quickly, somebody has texted, I'm listening here. I won't be able to make it to the play. How do I help? Is there a page to contribute money to your cause?
Absolutely. You can go to fromthebarrio.com, and you could also go to themiraclecenter.org.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Really. Yeah, I can't believe all you've accomplished, and I know you have a lot more to go, but you're really making great headway, so good for you.
It's been a long road, but you know what? It's the most rewarding experience I've ever been through in my entire life.
Yeah.
There was something in the coloring book.
Which I've already colored in, by the way.
I know, and it's hard to... You did not stay in the lines.
I didn't stay in the lines.
It was... I have to find this, because it's like you've learned that it's not just... After many years of success and making lots of money, Robert feels that something is missing from his life. He realizes there is something more important than being successful, and you've proven that with your effort to help others. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate
God bless.
It. We'll take a quick break, find out what's in the news next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.